welcome into another episode of Brand X. Now, I don't know whether to call this episode 120 or 121, because we recorded episode 120 and we had audio issues, and it's really unusable. It was with our friends Jason and Mindy from the Jason and Mindy podcast. So I guess this is 120. I guess that's going to be a lost episode. I am one of your hosts, John. Alongside me is Deuce.
Come and stop it.
I'm like, wow,
I just got deplatformed in my own show.
Fuck. Listen, you are the star of this show. I don't know if you know that.
I don't see myself that way, but okay, if you say so, I'll take your word for it.
Well, don't take my word for it. Take Ratchy's word for it. Ratchy on Twitter as Piddlelick. He sent a text to Doug from Who's Right, and it says, out of all the podcasters I know, you are the best. Talking about Doug. Anthony is second. John is like eighth. And Deuce is third. I listen to Brand X in your show.
Well, very high praise indeed. Thank you. I just hope that's legitimate.
I don't see why it's not.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
So hey, I got it. Before we go in here, are you, because if you want, I can get up and leave. Like, since the Eagles won last night, are you sitting over there with a raging heart on under that desk?
I'm not lying. I'm very happy that they won, but I'm also extremely tired because I watched the whole game and then I listened to all the post-game shit.
Right.
Which I didn't get to sleep until 2.
Now, I didn't watch the game. Did it go into overtime or anything like that?
It was
a standard game. Okay.
Listen, if we're going to talk about the Eagles game, which happened on Monday night against the Chiefs, the rematch of the Super Bowl, the reason that I didn't do the Boomer Bunker, it was an amazing game between two amazing teams. I don't know if the Eagles lost that game. I mean, won that game, or the Chiefs lost that game. There was a lot of drop passes from the Chiefs. It was raining. It was raining hard.
I did see that in the part that I watched at the bar.
Mm-hmm. And, but you know what? The Eagles, I'll tell you one thing. They stick in there, and they just come back, and they just keep fighting and fighting, and they end up winning. They don't blow teams out. Like the Cowboys. Cowboys blow teams out.
Especially the Giants. Fuck the Giants.
Do you know the Giants beat the Commanders? And I had that line. I said, you know what? The Giants are going to come back and beat these Washington Commanders.
Fill in the blank.
Right. So I watched the game last night. And you know how I watch football. Screaming and yelling.
It's the same way you podcast.
Same way I podcast. So my daughter, Megan, is a huge football and baseball fan. She loves the Eagles. She's on top of everything. She sends me tweets and TikToks and everything about the Eagles. And she knows shit before I even hear about it. So, and I'm really happy that I've been able to pass that fandom down to at least one of my children.
Where is she in the hierarchy?
She's a middle child. She's between...
So she's not one of the twins?
No. Okay. She's just a step up over the twins.
Okay.
Okay. She's number 3 in line.
Okay. To the throne?
To the 5.
Heir to the...
She's 3 of 5.
Three and heir to the throne?
Yes. Of the Jermingo Empire. The Jermingo Dynasty. So last night, they were not doing well. They weren't not doing good. They were not doing well. The Eagles not doing good. They're not doing well, and I'm pissed. So she's like, if you're going to keep this, because I went over there to watch the game, if you're going to keep this up, you got to go. I'm like, am I getting thrown out of this house again? First by your mother, now you?
I don't need your negativity in my life. Get the fuck out.
Meanwhile, they're up and hoot and holler, and I'm not just watching the game. And what I was saying was, I said the offensive line and the defensive line were just not, they weren't crisp like they normally are. They were just being taken over by the Kansas City. So all I'm doing is commenting on the obvious. And she's pissed off at me.
So all you needed was your Captain Obvious uniform and
hat.
Medals on your back.
So now it's near the end of the game, and the Eagles take they score, right? So now they're up by four. And she goes, "In your face!" I go, "You realize we're rooting for the same team." So
was that your moment of clarity?
No. I immediately looked at her and said, "There's still plenty of time on the clock for the Chiefs to come back." And she goes, "Fuck you!" Now, of course I want the Eagles to win. What am I? You know I'm a rabid Eagles fan. So they come back. I mean, the Eagles, they dropped a lot of balls.
I heard that. Yeah. Oof,
this one guy dropped it was fourth and like 25. And they threw the ball and hit him right in the fucking hands and he dropped it.
Like Wally Henry?
He just dropped the ball and I was like, oh. Because I was like, how the fuck did they get a first down? You're supposed to be in front of the sticks so the guy can't get behind you. And you let that guy get behind the first down marker and
fall on the ball.
And have a chance to catch the ball.
Yeah.
So they win. The Eagles win. And, you know, I come home and I'm listening to the, you know, on the radio, I'm listening to the post-game show. And then I got to come home and I got to watch the post-game show that they do on TV. So it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm working on 5 hours sleeping, one and a half. Was the first old-fashioned a double?
Maybe.
Okay.
So yes, it was.
Two and a half.
So you're on your third old-fashioned.
Yeah, I'm on my third old-fashioned right now. So, you know, buckle up. So, let me ask you this. Have you listened to the Daily Jamingo yet, the show that I've started by myself?
I've heard everyone except the one that dropped while I was driving over here. Okay. Which I heard like maybe the first minute, and it was you and the Duchess.
Okay.
I haven't heard that one yet.
So I want to ask you a question, and I'm serious about this. I want your honest opinion.
On wow, really?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should do this offline.
No. Listen, I trust you. You're a dear friend of mine. There's nothing, unlike Bob, there's nothing that you can say. That would
wow! Even now, you take the opportunity to drive the bus over my favorite podcaster.
Yes, I do. Just for the fact that he's your favorite podcaster,
followed by Duchess. You're about eight.
That's one for you. Oh,
tally up!
Huh? Here's your bell. Hold on. Here we go. Ready?
Wow!
All right.
That was a Donovan McNabb pass if I ever saw it, but I still came up with it.
Yeah. If it was a Donovan McMahon pass, it would have bounced
over there.
It would have bounced in front of you. All right. What do you think of the Daily Jamingo so far?
You're getting better. I mean, obviously, you knew going in that it wasn't your forte.
Right.
Actually, it wasn't your fort. That's the proper pronunciation because I'm a grammar Nazi.
Of course you are.
For those of you that don't know me. You know, you were kind of rambly the first few, but you're a little too heavy, man. Sometimes it's just like all doom and gloom. You know, life is more than that. You should be a little bit more.
So bring up some other stories that aren't just the fuck the government.
Well, that's it. You dwell on, you know, that's why I don't like to do politics too much because
until you do.
Well, yeah, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm in because I know you want it, but. I'm here to serve you, John. I recognize your need to discuss politics sometimes.
Okay, take me.
It's just sometimes. Yeah, you're a little bit heavy and doom and gloomy, and I was just like, I was getting depressed. I mean, if I was listening one day on a cloudy day and it was raining in your basement, like we are now. Yes. I might have opened my wrists up.
Oh, my God. All right. I'll try to keep that in mind.
Nah, I mean, it's they're getting better. I mean, I know you're not comfortable doing it by yourself. In all seriousness, I know you're not comfortable doing it by yourself. It seems as if you're overcoming that, but yeah. I think you make these rules for yourself, but then you break them. Like, you want to do a half an hour, but you don't.
Well, this is what I say. I promise a half an hour.
Right.
But if I go over, that's fine. But I'm going to give you a half an hour.
Right.
There's a half an hour.
What you should say is I promise you a minimum of content of one half
one half hour,
hour. But it could go an hour and 47 minutes.
Yes. With the Duchess. So
So that's the only thing I would have to say. I mean, you're only, what, nine episodes in?
14, but okay.
Really? And yeah. I listened to them all. So.
Yeah. I wanted to – I've always been afraid to do it myself.
Mm-hmm. As you've said to me for years, long before you confessed your soul, you bore your soul to the audience. I mean, you've told me that you were nervous about doing a monologue-type show for years and years and years.
Yeah. So I figured that I'm not getting any younger. And the only time that you grow is when you push yourself outside your comfort zone and just do something. And I fail at podcasting or make mistakes at podcasting all the time. Why would this be any different? See, other podcasts, I can usually blame somebody. But then I came to realize that no matter what happens, it's always my fault. So I'll take that. But I decided to do it. And you know something, Deuce? I've been doing this. This is the third week. I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. And things will see.
Well, you're getting more comfortable.
When I first did it, everything was a tunnel vision. You know, all I could see was what was in front of me and the notes. I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see the chat. I couldn't see anything. As I get more comfortable, my vision field is widening.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm starting to see the chat. Now I can kind of slow down and do the chat. And the game is coming to me. So, but I just wanted, because I haven't talked to you since I started this, and I wanted to know what your honest opinion was.
The lost episode that you referenced that we did with Jason and Mindy from the Jason and Mindy podcast, you were about 3 days before starting it.
Yeah.
And then, because we did that, that's about 3 weeks ago, I think we did that episode, mm-hmm. and unfortunately it didn't turn out.
Yeah, the audio was horrible. So, I think that I'm going to continue to do it. Hopefully, it'll turn into an hour show, but I still only promised 30 minutes. In case and here's the other thing. I have a ton more respect for people that do shows every day, like Steven Crowder or Eric Zane, even though he's a moron.
Basically, those guys, though, it's not that I'm saying it's easy because it's obviously very difficult, but when you're doing something dealing with hard news, you always have content every day. There's something to do. I mean, this show, you know, I just basically ramble in here and we haven't seen each other for a month. So it's like, so what the fuck have you been up to? And you're like, well, this is what the fuck I've been up to. And then that's this fucking show. I mean, if I had to boil it down to describing it.
Yeah. I think we also, this is where you are not plugged into, like you're on Facebook, but you're not plugged into TikTok or Twitter or anything.
I'm not even on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, right. X, whatever they call it now.
Yeah.
And Facebook, I'm basically a ticket holder. I mean, I might go 2 or 3 days. I'm like basically a lurker now.
That's what I am.
I used to be pretty active on Facebook, but then with the we talked about it before, when the 2016 election came, and I think that's when the toxicity kind of settled in on Facebook, where people were just out to destroy you if they disagreed with you.
Well, it's funny because we had a story coming up all about that. I didn't tell you this, but I got suspended from Facebook. Oh, I did. I did it in private chat.
Mm-hmm.
I got suspended from Facebook from a post that was put out in 2020. Like they went back, you crawled all over something and they found this and they're like, oh, by the way, you're suspended. I'm like, what the fuck did I do now? I'm not even on the thing anymore.
It's very disturbing to me that they're actively... Evidently, there's people that work for Facebook that's their job, and they're actively crawling through everybody's content, and they're going back that far, you know, which I don't know what you posted or whatever, but I have to say it's probably fluff because it's all fluff. They're just looking for a reason, but they had to go back to 2020 to do it.
Yes. And it was something that I posted on somebody else's group, and what it was a picture of a kid with his pants pulled down, wiping his ass with grass and leaves. And it said, me.
I've seen that meme.
And your opinion.
I know that meme. I've seen it.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's how far they have to go.
Right.
They got to construct this narrative around some alleged child pornography. I'm guessing that's the angle
they said.
Okay. Okay. So that's the angle that they decided to take. See, and I'm like, that's how like how ludicrous it is.
So I saw a 6-year-old's butt cheeks. You can't see his butt or his dangling balls or anything.
Meanwhile, for decades, we saw the copper tone girl with the dog pulling her bottoms off of her bathing suit.
That's fine.
And we just drove, oh, copper tone.
Yeah. Like,
was anyone really whacking off to that?
No. It was not.
Fucking assholes.
The story that I love about that is.
Oh, Joe's. Joe's. Yeah, that's a legendary story, which we won't tell here because I think if we were ever to retell that story, you got to do either A, pull the original clip up from the Brand X episode that was aired on, or just have Joe here to tell it again.
Okay. So that story goes in here. All right. So I'll pull the story and put it in here.
I wish I knew the number.
I'll find it. I just think that it's what is social media? What is actual social media? And this is not how I wanted to do the show today, but I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to the whole thing with what's going on with Elon Musk. Now, if you don't know, Elon has been basically his advertisers are being pulled. They've decided to put a pause in their advertising because he tweeted something that they deem anti-Semitic. Now, you have seen what's been going on the past month and a half, what's going on between Israel and Gaza. Mm-hmm. And most of the mainstream media is apologizing for the Hamas and basically saying that there has to be a ceasefire over this. So here's the – let me get over to this thing. I'm just going to read this to you because
– whoa.
What do you know about Media Matters?
I have a follow-up on where you're going. So I know about Media Matters, and I know what they do. And I also know, I don't know if you're aware of it, that the Texas Attorney General
Paxton,
right, is going to allow that lawsuit to go through because they're famous for manipulating what you say in an interview or on a podcast or on your TV show and dispersing it to their minions because that's what they are. And then it forces advertisers to abandon you. And basically, there's pretty credible evidence that that's what they've done with this attack against Elon Musk.
All right. So it says, after Media Matters for America ran an announcement, Apple, Disney, IBM, NBC Universal, and Sony pulled their advertising from X. It is unclear if it is entirely over the Media Matters announcement, but Musk has just blessed an anti-Semitic post based on around a conspiracy theory. So everything's a fucking conspiracy theory with them when it doesn't meet their narrative. That's number one. So X claims Media Matter kickstarted a blatant smear campaign by publishing almost 20 articles against the social media platform and Musk in November. Media Matters is accused of being compliant, of illegally interfering with X's contracts with advertisers and making malicious and false statements that are intentionally placed, there's intentionally placed ads near anti-Semitic posts. So what he did was he went back and he found out what they did. And what Media Matters did was they made some fake accounts. Mm-hmm. And then they followed some basically anti-Semitic people. And then they also followed Apple and all these other places. And they kept, what they did is they kept refreshing and refreshing until they got the post next to the ad.
Right.
And then they screenshot it and sent it to Apple. So basically what they're doing is they're manipulating
the system
to make it like, this is happening when it really isn't happening because basically it's just social media. So to me, that's part of the story. But this other part of the story, I understand.
Hey, you gave me the bell. I'm ready to use it.
Of course you are. I would do it. So where did I put it? Maybe I don't have it here.
That's it.
Thank you. So basically.
No wonder you want to do a monologue show.
Mm-hmm. So this is what Elon Musk said. This week, Media Matters for America posted a story that is completely misrepresenting the real user experience on X, in another attempt to undermine the freedom of speech and mislead advertisers. Above everything, including profit, X works to protect the public's right to free speech. But for speech to be truly free, we must also have the freedom to see or hear things that some people may consider objectionable. We believe that everyone has the right to make up their own minds about what they read, watch, or listen to, because it's the power of freedom of the speech. So then they go back in. So now he goes into where he saw what they did, where they took these accounts and immediately filed these. So they have everything. They have the evidence.
Right.
So now they're going to try to sue this.
A thermonuclear lawsuit, which yes. I love that term.
I do love that term. Now, I could do this real easy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to DuckDuckGo.
Oh, thank you. DuckDuckGo in.
I'm going to go DuckDuckGoing. All right. And then I'm going to type in Elon Musk with my little one finger digits.
So you're not going to fat finger this one in?
Of course I'm going to fat finger this one in.
Well, now if you use your little pinkies.
So now these are the stories that are just for me. I go to the news tab. This is from ARS Technica. Elon Musk sues Media Matters despite admitting X pairs ads with Nazi content. Where did that happen? That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Here's the next one. Elon Musk sues Media Matters, seeks damages from critical article. This is from The Street on MSN.com.
MSN, LSD.
E-I-E-I-O.
Carrot sign. Lightning emoji.
Here's from Yahoo News. Elon Musk wants to destroy the media. The media.
The entire media. One man.
Yes, one man.
Going to bring it down.
Elon Musk sues media watchdog group over hate speech. Neil Young.
They are not a watch group. That's the misnomer of this whole thing. They've been claiming they're a watchdog group for about 15 years now.
All right. Here's another one. 5 hours ago, Elon Musk's X is profiting off of violent content by Hamas House Democrats allege. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then it tells you the story about the Texas AG, Ken Paxton, investigates left-leaning group over its reporting on Elon Musk's site X. So it's just Media Matters puts this story out, and all the rest of the media grab this thing and misrepresent their misrepresentation. Mm-hmm. So, and then they're all pissed off about misinformation when most of them are doing the misinformation. And if one thing you've taught me is to watch the Democrats or the socialists.
But then again, I repeat myself.
Whenever they're telling you what you're doing, it's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So
projectionism.
Yes, projectionism. Did you hear about Argentina's new
president? Oh, yeah, I saw that in the news like 2 days ago. And all I can think of at the time was like, and maybe it's shallow and silly on my part, but I wonder how the Argentine nightmare is handling this.
Deuce used to date this girl, and she was from Argentina. I wasn't a fan. I never told you.
Well, no, a lot of people told me they were not fans after the fact.
Well, of course we're not going to tell you we're not fans.
No, because no one will do that, because like, he'll figure it out.
He'll get it.
Took 2 years, but...
You dated her for 2 years?
Yeah. Damn near it. Damn near almost 2 full years.
Wow.
I met her on the Bitter Asia Man's last radio show. She showed up at the station. And then the Bitter Asia Man got mad because I asked her for her phone number and she gave it to me. But the Bitter Asia Man thought that he should have gotten her phone number, but he never asked her for it.
Yes.
So if you snooze, you lose. Fuck you. That's how it works. All's fair in love and war.
I think that's where the bitter Asian separation.
That might have been the catalyst of the separation
of between you and the bitter Asian man. Yeah. So because when people say to you, and I got in a fight the other day with somebody on Discord, discussion about this whole Palestine Israel thing. And I don't know about you, but I'm pro Israel. On this. Like, in other words, Israel's
the same people are.
Yeah. But they're like, oh, no, but you, so you can, you approve of innocent Palestinians being murdered by Israeli.
Yeah, forget about those 1,500 innocent Israelis that they came in and slaughtered.
Yeah. For no, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
What were they doing? Dancing?
Yeah.
So that's what they were up to.
These motherfuckers came in while they come into the somebody's home while they were making breakfast, killed everybody in the house, and then sat down and ate the breakfast.
And put the baby in the oven.
And then put the baby in the oven. And I'm supposed to cry for the people that are where they came from? Are you out of your mind?
Well, that's how they roll.
So I don't know where you go from here as far as who do you believe and who don't you believe? And what do you, where do you get your news from? Where, what place can you get your news from where it's objective? I don't think there's any place where you can get objective. If there was a place where I could get objective news, I would be there all the time. But everybody puts their spin on the news now, which is not the way it should be.
Well, there's places that you, if you're looking for objectivity, you know exactly where not to go. And that would be like CNN, MSNBC. Now, I think Fox at one time did a way better job than they're doing now. But then Rupert Murdoch's son started dating an uber lib snapper. Oh. And she must have a trick pelvis, because otherwise they would not get rid of people like Glenn Beck or Tucker Carlson, or, you know, they think were.
Snapping pussy.
Oh, yeah. That she must have a real. She must have it all. It must be like fireworks and Christmas Day all at the same time. It's just like, because he's just like, ah!
She could suck a pool ball through a garden hose.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. But I mean, if I was to take an educated guess, I would have to say that the penis fly trap is in full effect there.
That's the name of this episode. Let me write that down. Penis fly trap. Where's my fucking pen? Absolutely penis fly trap. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, here's a guy that paid $44 billion for something that was worth about $19 billion. So he's already taken a bath on it. And now these motherfuckers, because they can't control it, because the government can't control it.
Oh, they love Twitter when it was run by Rasputin dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I forget the fucking guy's name.
Jack me off. Jack, one Jack.
Was
off.
It Ramsey?
No, Jack. He goes by at Jack on the Jack. I can't think of his name now.
Jack me off.
Jack me off. One Jack off. Yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Well, I can't stand the fact that they destroy. And ever since he took over Twitter, changed it to X, they've done nothing. The government's done nothing but fuck with him. Nothing but fuck with him. Mm-hmm. And this is what they're doing to Donald Trump. So anybody, and I think they're doing the same thing with Vivek Ramaswamy. I think they're doing the same thing with him. I think they're fucking with him.
By the way, Nikki Haley is not a Hindu. She is a Sikh.
Oh.
So learn your Indo-Asian.
What's the difference between a Hindu and a Sikh?
A Hindu has a pantheon of multiple gods, and Sikhs are monotheistic, so they believe in one god.
Okay. Still cunt.
And Sikhs tend to be hotter. So.
Don't you think she's a little bit on the Warhawkish side?
Yeah, mate. Did you ever consider that maybe Deuce is a little bit on the Warhawkish side?
Really? You want all this shit? Yeah,
peace from strength, man. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, but I see.
That goes all the way back to George Washington.
Okay. But right now we've got this rotting bag of oatmeal in office. And
well, this.
So what are we going to do? We're going to have
the muddled fruit in this old fashioned is in a better mental state than Joe Biden. Everybody can agree on that. But, you know, Reagan was very, very, I guess by now you forget, you know, through time. But at the time, Reagan was very, very hawkish. And everything turned out right as rain, you know.
I believe that we need to, I do believe in peace through strength. I do believe in that. I don't believe we're strong right now. as a country.
Well, no, because we had 2 years of the feckless Joe Biden, and they're rambling around, you know, looking at 6-year-old girls, you know, hoping that they're 17, as if that's the legal age of consent. Yeah, that whole fucking episode, I don't know if you know.
I did. I did it. Yeah. Okay. So how do we get him out of office? That's the problem.
Well, you got to wait for him to drop dead.
Yeah, but then we have the feckless cunt behind
her. She can be easily outvoted. Anybody can vote her out.
Really?
If she goes, oh, yeah. Well, you know what'll probably wind up happening if he mysteriously drops dead. You know, like Hillary Clinton shows up at the White House with the overcoat and the mustache on, you know, just saying. Not a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, just saying, you know, let's say that happened.
Right.
And then she gets elevated. She gets, obviously, because she's vice president, she's elevated to the office of the presidency. They will find a reason to convince her.
To step down.
To not run for re-election. And that opens up the field for... You know, Gavin douchebag, or, you know, what they're really worried about now is Joe Manchin. Why are we talking about fucking politics? Fuck this.
All right, never mind. All right, let's finish it up.
Okay.
Do you think Donald Trump's going to be the 46th president or 47th president of the United States?
I didn't think he was going to be the 45th. Anything could happen.
Okay.
We're still a year out.
I honestly think that. I think the world's waking up. I think Argentina, with this gentleman that's down there now.
Well, Hungary woke up a while ago. All these like Eastern European blood, their elections, they're like going to the right because they've been at this for way longer than we've had. We've only had we had 8 years of it under Obozo, and then Trump came in and everything got better. And then we got, they clearly, is a lot of evidence that the election was rigged. And like you said yourself, like, look how fast we went down. And then China just came in and Biden just gave away the fucking store to them after they cleaned up San Francisco.
In a couple of days.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it. But now all of a sudden, a couple of days, they move everybody out of there.
And I like how Gavin Newsom liked to put his spin on it. Like, oh, people were accused enough of doing this because a leader was coming in. It's true. But when you then he goes on, here's the spin, and the weak-minded and the feeble would like jump on board with this. But, you know, when you have a party at your house, don't you polish the silverware? And I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he's saying, don't you go out and you clean the place up and you polish the silverware? Said, yeah, but me and my wife aren't stepping over shit and pushing homeless people out of the way.
If you dropped
in my house right now, I would be happy to see you. But there's going to be like magazines on the tables and clutter, you know, like, hey, man, you know, but you know what? I'm not going to be embarrassed.
There's not going to be piles of shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to be absolutely mortified that, oh, Jesus Christ, John knows that I live in squalor.
Well, you're here. You see what I live in.
Nah, this isn't bad. Yeah. You're a bachelor. It's supposed to look like that. In fact, I'm surprised it doesn't look worse. I've been in some worse place, some worse bachelor pads.
I didn't even get a chance to clean up this time. Usually I have the cleaning lady come in and peruse the place before you come down. this is as good as it gets. So, again,
such a fucked up explanation as to, like, because he knew, he had enough sense to say, yeah, they're going to call us out on this because this is bullshit. We cleaned the city up after 5 years.
So here's the bottom line.
But that's the reason he comes up with, is that?
Here's the bottom line. What is going on right now in the world is fixable. Now, the guy in Argentina, if he spends 2 years and starts fixing Argentina, okay, the people that are destroying Argentina and the people that are destroying the American, the people that are destroying the world are going to say, well, Jesus Christ, he's ruining everything. The same way when Trump came in, he started fixing shit, and they're like, he's ruining everything. For some reason, we have to depopulate this planet by 6 billion people.
And this is where the podcast starts to get dark.
I can't think of any other explanation for this. I can't.
Well, Argentina is, I'm glad that they saw fit to vote in someone different than what they've been voting in for the last 50 years, because Juan Perón and Evita ruined Argentina back in the 40s. So it's been like, so I would hope that it wouldn't take 70 years for this country to wake up, you know, and he could just be a blip on the radar like Trump was up until this point. Maybe Trump gets back in. That's what they're afraid of, because we had 3 years of prosperity and then they rigged the game with using COVID as an excuse, because they don't want this country, people in this country, to know how good it could be.
Exactly.
They want to extinguish that hope.
They're trying to bring COVID back. And people are like, no.
Like Justin Timberlake brought sexy back?
Right.
Yeah, it's
like this.
And he's far
COVID's
from sexy.
COVID's back. Everybody line up. Yeah.
No homo, but Justin Timberlake is not sexy.
So they don't want anybody to start fixing shit, because that's going to ruin their whole fucking plan for some fucking reason. And I have no idea why. I really don't.
Well, they're going to make money.
They
want money.
Yeah, but didn't they see how this went for the French? I mean, you know, after a while, the people who are more, and again, the only people that I know that haven't done this so far is the North Koreans. What's that for?
Well, you said the French.
Ow!
Come on, man.
Okay. I wasn't sure what song that was.
Work with me. Work with me. Have another old fashioned.
I wasn't sure. So I just think that if somebody actually came in here and started fixing things, then people would maybe change their mind. But I really believe that they have done such a great job in the past 30 years of basically brainwashing the millennials and the Gen Zers.
Did you say utes?
The utes. What's a ute? So anyhow, all right, let's get off of politics. Matt Rife, do you know who he is?
No.
Matt Rife is a comedian. Matt Rife has been a TikTok sensation. He's a pretty boy. He's a good-looking guy. He's 28 years old. And what he does, like most comedians, is he uses TikTok to do his crowd work. You know, when he does his crowd work, he uses that, because most comedians, they won't put their jokes out there, because as soon as they put their jokes out there, they've burnt that material and they can't use it.
Yeah.
Unlike us podcasters who have to come up with new material every fucking day. We just can't be doing the same fucking stories over and over and over, you know, because people would stop listening. Comedians, they take one routine and they go around the country until they can't do it anymore. And then they put that out as a special or whatever. So Matt Rife he gets a Netflix special, and it came out, I think it was like 3 days ago, and everybody is pissed because the very first joke that he did was branded disrespectful and offensive because it was made fun of domestic violence. So.
Oh, wow.
Right?
So, I can stop right there.
Okay.
Right at the top of my head, I can think of numerous comedians that made jokes that could be construed that way.
It's funny. Funny is funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Funny is taking something that's absurd or, you know, something. And so now what we have is we have all these pearl clutching assholes that could not find a funny joke. These Hannah Gatsby lovers. Mm-hmm. They've ruined everything else, and now they want to ruin stand-up. The thing about stand-up comedy, when you used to go to a comedy show, was they would come in and say the most offensive fucking shit, but they made it funny, and you laughed at it. You didn't believe it. You mm-hmm. just laughed at it. So let me play for you what the hubbub's all about. Here we go.
Matt Rife is getting called out now that his Netflix special, Natural Selection, is on Netflix. Matt's base is majority female, but this special was for the boys, that's for sure. And it's hurting him big time, with people finding his quote-unquote jokes not funny and disrespectful as he makes jokes about things such as domestic violence. The thing is, with Matt, these girls made him famous, and it feels like it just wasn't enough for him and he wanted to impress the boys with this one, and it's ended up hurting him. But he doesn't seem to care as...
All right, so he doesn't seem to care that he's a good-looking guy. He's a very attractive guy, so the ladies love him, okay?
That's his problem.
Right.
And it's not his fault. You know, why is it his fault that he hit the fucking genetic pool jackpot? You know, I would love to have hit the genetic pool jackpot and out looking like fucking Brad Pitt. We discussed this on the last podcast.
Yes.
I would love to have been part of the Beautiful People Club.
The beautiful people, the beautiful people. But we're not.
So now I had to deal with sparkly wit and conversation and knowledge.
Yes.
I had to put the fucking hard work into this.
That's right. That's why I'm one charming motherfucker. Because if I was good looking.
Like that pig on Green Acres?
That's right. Charming motherfucker. All right. Sidebar. Because you just brought something up. So I've been working on stand-up. I've been going to open mics.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Where at?
The metaverse.
It's a secret? Oh, okay.
In the metaverse. They have open. They have comedy clubs in there where you can go in and work. So I go in the other night, and I'm doing this thing. And I'm doing part of my routine. And I told the joke about the amazing pig.
Okay.
The joke about the amazing pig goes like this. Guy goes out to the farmer, sees a farmer, and he sees a pig running around with a wooden leg. So he says, why does that pig got a wooden leg? He says, let me tell you something. That is one smart pig. That pig is exceptional. The other day, one of my prize bulls was out in the field, and it got stuck in the fence, and the pig came running up and squealed and squealed and then made me follow it, and I found the bull, and I was able to get him out from under the fence. That saved me like a lot of money because he was my prize breeding bull. The guy goes, well, that's fantastic. Why does the pig have a wooden leg? He says, well, he says, that's a really smart pig. Let me tell you about that pig. He says, the other day, the barn caught on fire, and the pig comes in, squeal and squeal, and I come running out. I see the barn's on fire, and I was able to put it out so we didn't lose the barn and all the animals. The guy goes, did the pig's leg get burnt in the fire? He goes, no. He goes, well, why does the leg, pig's got a wooden leg? He says, I'll tell you another story. He says, my daughter fell down in a well. And the pig came one over, squealed, then ran to the well, and we found my daughter. My daughter would have drowned, but we were able to get my daughter out, saved her life. The guy goes, I don't understand why a pig has a wooden leg. He says, well, a pig like that, you don't eat all at once. So I tell that joke. The guy goes, you think that's funny? I said, no, I always come over here and just tell stories that I don't think it's funny. What the hell do you think? Of course it's funny. Now, everybody's in the place is laughing. So the guy goes, I don't think taking an animal's and cutting off its leg to eat it and leaving the pig still alive in pain is funny.
So he's one of these reckless assholes that has to take everything fucking literally.
Yeah.
That's the problem. No one can suspend disbelief. Like the joke where a guy goes into a bar and he goes, oh, what's in the suitcase? And he opens it up and a 12-inch man walks out and no one like questions that aspect of the fucking joke.
Correct.
It's a fucking joke.
So I said, sir, do you believe that there's an actual pig that actually has a wooden leg? He goes, I don't find it funny. I said, well, so everybody else is laughing. I said, all right, sorry. Sorry you didn't find.
Sorry you suck.
Sorry you don't understand comedy. Well, let me continue. So I get done my set and I go on. I get off and he comes over and he goes, I don't like offensive humor. I said, you don't like humor. Humor is offensive.
Yeah.
Humor, there's no such thing as really good, clean humor. I'm sorry. It's not. Right. It's I get it.
Yeah.
But there's not really any really
good. The best humor, when you think about it, and we grew up during the age of comedy albums. That's what there was before it was, before cable TV and then fucking the internet and then fucking TikTok. There was comedy albums. And the great thing of great comedy, it comes up out of nowhere and it kicks you right in the fucking teeth and catches you by fucking surprise and you fucking laugh at the absurdity of it. That's the best fucking comedy there ever is and ever was.
I always say, for me, the best kind of comedy is when, thank you, the comedy is when someone tells a joke and the people go, oh, and then laugh. It's like, oh. And then they laugh. That, to me, is the absolute. Yeah. That's the
because it. God forbid it provoked thought, and exactly. You can't have that.
No,
God damn, there's something thought provoking. I can't have that.
So the outrage, Deuce, the utter outrage. So here we have someone else that's going to talk. Tell you what the story is.
I'm sorry. Did you see Matt Rife's Instagram story? I'm never one to, like, throw my hat in the ring to, like, talk about celebrities in this way.
But I'm going to.
But I'm going to right now. I never do this, but now somebody did something.
Everything after the butt is all bullshit.
Exactly.
I call bullshit.
Yes.
My words come back to haunt me.
but oh my God. I know there's a lot of buzz around his Netflix special. I haven't watched it yet. I was going.
So I haven't watched it, but
I strangely know everything about it.
I'm going to comment on it.
Too. But apparently there are a few jokes in there that people are getting offended by or upset about. And in response, he posted this.
All right. Before I go into that, because you don't have Instagram, so you don't know what
that is. And you don't want to say, let me say this before I go.
Damn you. You know my...
I know your moti operandi.
Yes. So I have this thing. Do me a favor. Every time I say so,
hit that, the bell.
Yes, please. Because I'm trying to stop that. Here's another woman. She's going to also tell you a thing or two about a thing or two.
So here's Matt Rife's apology on Instagram. It says, if you've ever been offended by a joke I've told, here's a link to my official apology.
Okay.
So he caved?
It's better.
Oh, okay.
The apology is actually funnier than the joke and more offensive.
So he used facetious / sarcasm to make it even better. Bravo.
Yeah. Now, Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, I was testing the equipment out in Discord, and I was going over some of these clips, and she says this.
The link right here says tap to solve your issue. Gotta be honest, he outdid himself with this one.
All right, so now I have to tell you what it is. When you tap the link on his Instagram to see his apology, it takes you to a website that sells special need helmets.
That's pretty well thought out.
I thought to myself, that's amazing.
Tap the link and you show up to a website for special needs helmets. You can't make it up.
I honestly have no words.
What does this chick look like?
She's attractive. She's a
Luna person.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the best, because she's going to tell you a thing or two about a thing or two.
I'm a brand specialist by...
What did you hear? I'm a what?
A brand specialist?
See, I heard brain specialist.
I heard brand specialist. Okay, so she Only because of my background, I know what a brand specialist is.
So she is a brand specialist.
Okay.
I thought she was a brain specialist. So I went in and said, well, of course you know all about the brain and all. And then Mike's like, she said brand specialist, you fucking moron.
See... This is why I always tell you, you need to count to 10 before you fucking furl the flag and go charging in.
Like Leroy Jenkins.
Like Admiral Nelson.
Yes.
With your fucking glass to the blind eye, you just go right the fuck in.
Right.
But it does make good, it does make good humor.
I can't hear.
What?
So, I can't hear.
What?
Never mind. Sidebar. I have a story to tell. Before we get back into this.
A lot of sidebars here.
I know.
We got to get Joe Gino in here.
I have a client and I do their show. All right. I edit their show. And she says to me, there's a lot of noise. There's a ringing in the background of the podcast. Like that, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't hear it. Ringing. So I go back to listen to the podcast. And I don't hear any ringing. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
So then my son is sitting there. I said, John, put those headphones on. And I play this. I go, do you hear anything? He says, well, I hear a woman talking. I said, do you hear anything like ringing? He goes, yeah, I hear a bell ringing in the background. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah. As we get older, there was a story a couple of years ago that they figured out, the younger you are, the better your, obviously,
right.
The better your hearing is. So a lot of places where teenagers would tend to congregate, like in shopping malls or on street corners, they would play a tone
about
that you and I could not hear.
But they could hear.
But teenagers could hear. And yeah. Subconsciously, they would just walk away from the area because they couldn't bear it anymore. It's pretty fucking... If you Google it, you might find it. I remember reading this story about 5 or 6 years ago. I said, that's pretty fucking clever.
So I can only hear up to 8,000 hertz. Mm-hmm. Most people my age can hear up to 10 or 12. other people can hear, you know, younger people can hear up to 14. Mm-hmm. 14.
I know why you can't hear that well.
Because I grew up in the 80s.
No, not specifically. You were raised around firearms.
And?
Firearms way exceed 120 decibels.
Right. Also, I was around race cars.
Right. I was just going to follow up with that. So you got the race car aspect.
Rock concerts.
And I know occasionally you went to concerts.
Rock concerts.
So now the modern day children are pussies and they don't do anything that's fun. So they have excellent hearing.
Or they wear ear protection because they knew about it. We didn't know about it back then.
At work, we have yearly physicals. And one of them is the hearing test, in which you sit in the 3x3 booth with the headphones on and you got to click the button when you hear a tone. Okay. And in my left ear, I cannot hear as well.
Okay.
And if I get a cold or my allergies, it's
worse.
Devastating.
Right.
So now I am forced to go, what? What?
So this is why I thought she said brain. Yeah. Right. Specialist, not brand specialist. Right.
But see, the problem is that you and I face is I sit in that fucking break room with these bunch of fucking new Zoomers, you know, millennials and Zoomers who haven't experienced this yet. And I'm like, I'm this close to the brink of senility because I can't fucking hear.
I'm the same way. It's horrible. All right. So let's get back to the brand specialist.
Day. And so, you know, Matt Rife is a person, but he's also a personal brand. And from my professional opinion,
I love the heavy sigh. Like it pains her to say this. Like, could you imagine she's a brand specialist? Allegedly. Okay. I'm going to take her at her word. She's a brand specialist. Okay. Part of the duty of a brand specialist is to perform a PowerPoint presentation in front of a bunch of people that you don't know. You mean to tell me that she's going to stand up there in the middle of a PowerPoint presentation and go,
no, no,
you are an amateur.
She right now is trying. She's going to give him some advice.
Oh, okay. Because he's not making a good living.
No. And this has just blown up. Like, everybody's talking about this. That has nothing. That's not going to help his comedy, right?
This is a doozy. It's a PR nightmare. It was the wrong play. And I would say that he's going to regret it.
I see. Go ahead.
Everything that she just said means that she's pissed off.
Or
I call bullshit. Well,
it's bullshit. Yeah, because
it's all bullshit.
Because he's doing comedy, and people that know comedy and people that like comedy and people that like dark humor will say, this guy's my guy. And he only needs maybe 100,000 fans throughout the country to support him, and he will make an exceptional living. And women are still going to come to his show because he's hot. They don't give a shit if he just made a fucking stupid joke. So you're saying to yourself,
self,
what could the joke be? What could
what is so egregious? What the fuck did this guy say? What the
so fuck? Offensive.
Is it like Andrew Dice Clay caliber? Is it?
You know what, Deuce? I should not judge. I shall allow you to judge. This is from his opening joke on his Netflix special.
I've only been to Baltimore one time. I ate lunch there, and the hostess who like seats you at the restaurant had a black eye. Full black. It wasn't like, what happened? It was pretty obvious what happened. We could get over the fact that we're like, this is the face of the company? Like, this is who you have greeting people? And my boy who I was with was like, yeah, I feel bad for her, man. I feel like they should put her in the kitchen or something where nobody has to see her face, you know? And I was like, yeah, but I feel like if she could cook, she wouldn't have that black eye. Testing the water, see if y'all are gonna be fun or not. Let's see. If we start the show with domestic violence, the rest of the show should be pretty smooth sailing after that. Mm-hmm.
That's the joke.
That was pretty. It was humorous.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a knee slapper.
Yeah. I would give it about a 5. And
I said it was humorous.
To me, it came from the joke. I feel like he stole this and kind of modified it. It came from the joke. What do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Do you know?
Something about like maybe you should listen more.
Something that you haven't told her twice already.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. That came from that joke.
Yeah.
So
and that's been around forever and a day.
Right. So if that joke was so offensive.
So over the top
that he's going to get canceled. I'm thinking to myself, I could do better than that. Would you like to hear some more offensive jokes?
I'm always on board to hear offensive jokes.
All right, here we go.
Wait a minute. Like Batman. I always like to hear offensive jokes.
Deuce, did you know that 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape?
No, John, I did not know that 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape.
What did the pedophile say when he was released from prison?
I don't know what.
I feel like a kid again. Necrophilia. Crack open a nice cold one. Deuce, what's the opposite of Christopher Reeves?
I don't know.
Christopher Walken. Hey, babe, do you have an extra chromosome? Because you're looking pretty down. Hey, Deuce, what's 13 inches long, stiff, and makes women scream?
I don't know. What?
Crip death. Why doesn't Mexico have an Olympic team? Because everybody that can run, jump, or swim is already in the United States.
Already over the border.
There's a white boy, a Mexican boy, a black boy. They're all in fifth grade. Who's got the biggest dick?
Just the premise is funny. I don't know who.
The black boy. You know why? He's 18. What's the difference between Jesus? I'm sorry. Let me try that again. What's the difference between Jesus and a picture of Jesus?
You mean a picture?
What's the difference between Jesus and a picture of Jesus?
What?
You can hang a picture of Jesus with one nail. There's a man walking a tightrope 60 feet above the ground. Another man is getting a blowjob from a 60-year-old woman. What are they both thinking at the exact same time? Don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down.
That was pretty funny.
What do you do?
Unless, of course, you're an 80-year-old man, in which case, like, whoa, I hit the jackpot.
What do you do when an epileptic has a seizure in a bathtub?
Oh, add soap.
Throw in the wash.
Okay.
This brother's banging his sister, and he says, you fuck like mom. She laughs and says, that's what dad says. What does 80-year-old pussy taste like? Depends. My last girlfriend called me a pedophile. I said, that's a pretty big word for a 12-year-old. After being married to his lover, a gay man dies. When the funeral arrangements have been made, the widower approaches the undertaker with a particular request. I know he had plans to cremate his body, but will you please chop him up and put him in some extra curry soup instead? And the undertaker asks, why would you want that? And the gay widower replies, I want him to blow my ass up one more time. Three ladies are on a flight when suddenly a captain announces, prepare for a crash landing. The first lady takes out and puts all her jewelry on. Surprised by this, the other lady says, why would you do that? She says, well, when they come to rescue us, they'll see that I'm rich and they will rescue me first. The second lady, not wanting to be left behind, began to take her top off and bra. She says, why are you doing that? The other lady questions. She says, well, when they come to rescue us, they'll see my big fucking tits and they'll take me first. The third lady, who was African, not wanting to be outdone, took off her bra and panties. She says, why are you doing that? And the lady says, well, you know, they always search for the black box first. Those jokes are more offensive than what he just said.
Yeah, way. Yeah. And of course, I'm a product of my time. I find them funny. I don't think they're offensive at all. Maybe I'm the problem.
I apparently am the problem, too, because I found them all extremely funny. But you know what's worse than somebody that sits there and doesn't find a joke funny. Another comedian that is out there that just takes joy in this. And
that's usually a subpar comedian. You're Bobcat Goldthwaite's,
your Hannah Gadsby.
I never liked that guy. You know who absolutely hates that guy? Jerry Seinfeld.
He does not like Bobcat?
No. Did you ever see? I have Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, of course I
do. Okay. Jerry Seinfeld does Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee.
Yes.
And there was an episode where he was with a woman comedian, okay, entertainer. And they bleeped out Bobcat's name in the whole thing.
Oh.
Like when she mentions his name. And Jerry Seinfeld, I would have to say, as a comedian, is a consummate professional.
Okay.
He rolls with the situation. He goes with it. You could see that he was visibly not happy with this.
Comedian.
And he tees off. And the comedian who brought it up was like, she was kind of like quasi-mortified about it. You know, like oh.
I don't find it funny at all.
But I kind of knew who it was, and then I went to the internet, because everything there is true, just for like some verification on this.
Oh, so was this comedian like some big fat lesbian?
She might have been a lesbian, but she was big and heavy with blonde hair.
That was Fortune Finster.
Yeah.
Finster.
That's so,
thank you, Duchess.
So he references, well, that's why he does that dumb voice. That's why he's not funny. He makes that stupid voice. And that's when I knew it had to be fucking Bobcat Goldthwaite, you know, who basically gave up comedy to go into like direct. I think he directs now. Directs TV shows and movies and such.
But, you don't have to do that because I can't make any jokes anymore.
But Jerry Seinfeld was like visibly fucking shaken, and I watch every episode of Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee, and that's the only time I've seen him fold like a card table.
I've seen him, Jerry, laugh so hard with Norm Macdonald in the car.
I just watched that episode, and that leaky Porsche.
Yeah. Norm sitting there, he says, hey, what do you think about Bill Cosby?
I think the worst thing about Bill Cosby's legacy is the raping.
Patton Oswalt.
They say the worst thing about Bill Cosby was the hypocrisy, but I say the worst thing was the raping.
I never seen Jerry laugh so fucking hard. Patton Oswalt says it was the hypocrisy. I believe it was the raping. All right.
But if you ever watch that episode just to see the real time. It was a combination of cringeworthy and like, oh my fucking God, I can't believe I'm here for this. It was really great.
Oh my God. All right, I think we beat that topic to fucking death.
I'm going
to
make a different drink. You want one?
You know what? I could use another drink.
Do you want another old fashioned or do you want a jackknife?
You know something? I'm dying for a jackknife.
All right.
So now I'm going to have to eat the cherries out of my...
No, I'll just use two fresh glasses. I can wash four as easily as I can wash two.
I'm still going to eat the cherries.
Well, it's packed with vitamins and minerals.
Yes, it is. Hold on.
Of all songs, the girl from Ipanema is what gets...
The best part about the drink is afterwards, the fruit is amazing. It has the bourbon.
It takes everything in.
Touches.
What are you laughing at over there?
Touches is in the chat. She says, well, I'm clearing my schedule so I can podcast with Junkie McGee over here. I don't know if I'm going to like this drink. I've never had a jackknife before.
I fell in love with him.
All right. Oh, my God.
I'm just almost saying, this is quite the hefty glass of Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Jack Daniels in there. Well, I don't want to be buying it every week or
you
something.
You weren't fucking around when you bought this one.
I said to my daughter, I said, go in there and buy the biggest fucking bottle of Jack Daniels you can buy.
She rolls out a barrel.
So she comes in. She goes, Dad, this is $70. I said, let me see how big it is. And she holds it up. I'm like, yep, that's it.
That'll do.
That'll do. She FaceTimed me from the liquor store. She goes, this bottle's $70. I said, all right.
Yeah, and?
She got it. Oh, so again, you don't like the convenience of like all the stuff. So what I did was I Venmo'd her the money.
I use Venmo.
And she, oh, that's right. You do use Venmo all the time.
Well, for the lottery pool.
Yeah. People pay you for the lottery from the
fuckers. They walk around with no cash. That's why.
You motherfuckers don't have a fucking $5 bill on you.
Put a pin in that. We'll bring that up toward a big close.
Oh.
We have a lot of pins floating around here.
Yeah. There we go. I think I put a marker in there now. Oh. It seems like, hey, Duchess, can you unmute yourself or is it just me? Oh, you guys can't hear anything when I play the music? Can you hear anything now? What the hell? Did I just shut?
What the fuck?
It's in and out, John. It's in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's fucking.
No, this is fine.
Okay.
They're like, your voice dropped out a couple times.
Hi, Bob.
You're out the show, but when you play the music, it's worse. Hey, what's up, Deuce? John owes you a hug and a ball grab.
Hey.
I use all four fingers, John, just so you know.
Jesus Christ, what are you trying to try to pull out a plum? Oh, fuck.
No, you just graze a little, you know, oh. Like gentle, like a nice caress.
I was watching the Kelsey Brothers podcast, and they were talking about how they're getting a little nervous. Ooh, look at this. All right, so here we go.
This is more of a dessert type drink. It brings out like cake and treats better, but it's great by itself.
God damn. That's terrible.
You don't like it?
No, I mean, it's so good. It's terrible.
You had me, man. I thought you really genuinely didn't like it.
It's like a chocolate shake.
Oh, it's great.
It's amazing. I didn't think I was going to like this.
And it'll sneak up on you if you drink five of them on an airplane. That's the hell I know.
I'm not drinking five of them. I got to do something after this.
Right. Okay, you can resume podcasting.
And we're back. And the Jackknife is an amazing drink.
I knew you'd like it.
All right. So here we have this comedian. I don't know who she is, but she's going to sit here and tell you about Matt Rife.
Hey. I want to talk to y'all about something.
Wait a minute. As soon as you start off with, hey, you know why? You know what a gay horse eats?
Hey. If I could say anything about.
Just say it.
If I can give you a hint of what this comedian looks like, I'll just say this.
Is it like that? Like kind of like that broad that was in the bad Ghostbusters movie with all the women.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't even know her name.
Leslie Jones. Exactly. Okay. So here she is.
Be relevant, topical, if you will. For those of you that may be curious, my mentions are absolutely fucking flooded with clips from a very specific comedy special. And you all know which one I'm fucking talking about. No need to tag me anymore. I'm good. I already have an astigmatism in each eye. I don't want pink eye either. In case anyone's curious, no, I'm not fucking surprised. Not even a little bit. You're telling me a man who goes on other people's podcasts and openly objectifies and criticizes women's bodies.
A man that goes on other podcasts and openly objectifies other women's bodies. That's what she's upset about. Like, women don't objectify men's bodies in comedy. But this will tell you how funny she is, the next statement out of her fucking pie hole.
Body is misogynistic. Someone alert the church elders. Yeah, no shit. You know what I mean? That part doesn't shock me nearly as much as probably the jokes themselves. One thing about a white straight male comic, they're going to be.
Let me ask you a question. You didn't alter this
all jump cuts.
I hate those. If you can't sit there and convey your message without relying on editing and jump cuts and all that fucking bullshit, that tells me you have zero talent.
Right.
Because a real professional can be compelling and hold their audience without resorting to that. Just my opinion.
This has fingernails that are at least 2 inches past her fingers.
Which means she has scars around her asshole.
Pretty much. And don't eat anything she's ever touched.
There's no way you can wipe your ass and not cut your fucking anus up.
Right. And also, she's her hands all tattooed up. Her fingers are all tattooed.
Getting sick now, like in Wayne's World, getting sick now.
Be misogynistic at least 3 times in any sort of stand-up special. It is an inevitable fact. It's scientific. At this point, it's probably genealogical. I mean, if you're going to have a real superficial take on misogyny, I could probably just go to your white racist uncle's Facebook page. I scroll down that bitch.
What's that?
And there it is.
And there it is. Right?
No need to watch anymore. You can move on to the next. Yeah, move along. I mean,
move along.
You got to it faster than I did. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
One trick pony. They're all a one trick fucking pony.
I know. Yeah. Because it's all about. So if I could wrap this up in a bow. Remember when NASCAR had that interview and everybody was there yelling, fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And
she goes, where Let's Go Brandon was born.
That's where Let's Go Brandon was born. And that's where LGB was born, right? The letters LGB, which means Let's Go Brandon, which means fuck Joe Biden. Well, I think we should just take, and we just need a 3-letter thing that will absolutely just everybody just say the 3 letters. And this way nobody can be offended because you haven't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
And those 3 letters are SUC.
Okay.
Shut up, cunt. Shut up, cunt. SUC.
You love that word.
I do love that word. Cunt. I love the way it's like a punch. It's like a punch. I do.
To women, it's like hitting them in the face with a sea bass. It's like, I mean, they're like shell-shocked and stunned, and they're like, you know, like, when you roll that word out, I mean, that is like, that's like, you know, Fat Boy and Little Man from that we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with. It's just like,
you see them, it's like you slap them. Like twitch.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Touches says, you're too classy, John. All right, you can yell at me later. You can yell at me later. 4 people were wounded, and 1 person, the gunman, was killed in a shooting in an Ohio Walmart store yesterday. The male shooter reportedly died of a self-inflicted gun wound. His name and motive for the attack and other details weren't immediately released. The conditions of the victims right now are unknown, but they were all taken to the hospital for treatment. I just say two words. Betty White. The reason I say that is if it was a black man, he wouldn't have tried to kill himself. They don't do that. I don't know if you know this, but most mass shooters that do this shit are white and male.
That's actually a misnomer.
Is it?
They say the same thing about serial killers.
Yeah.
But if you were to go on like Google,
okay,
even, or DuckDuckGo, and if you were to punch in like African American or black serial killers, there's a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah. But they
I
don't
did not know that.
They don't seem to make the headlines as much.
I know.
The one that made the biggest impact was, I don't know if you probably remember, it was back in it was so long ago, like maybe in the 90s. In Atlanta, Georgia, when all those children were like being discovered, killed.
I did not know. I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah. Oh, it was a big news. It was pretty big at the time. And they found the guy, and he was not a white guy. And my grandfather called it, you know, and at the time we're like, oh, Grandpa, how can you say that? But the case that the example that he made sense because these were all young children. And he
basically
like no young children were going to walk off with a white guy. They would walk off with a black guy.
They would?
Yeah.
Why?
Just for the same reason if you were to reverse things.
Okay.
Google Atlanta serial killer.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Give me a second.
I think he killed like 24, 28 kids. It was a big fucking nationals. I don't believe you were asleep during this.
Wayne Williams.
Okay. How many did he kill?
Wayne Bartram Williams, born, let me go to his Wikipedia. Oh my God. He looks like, what was that tennis player that died of AIDS?
Ash.
Yeah.
Arthur Ashe.
Arthur Ashe. He looks like Arthur Ashe. Wayne Williams, an American convicted murderer and suspected serial killer who was serving a life imprisonment for the 1981 killings of two men in Atlanta, Georgia. Although never tried for the additional murders, he is also believed to be responsible for 24 of 30.
Yeah.
Atlanta child murderers from 1979 to 1981.
Okay, so it's even further back than I thought it was.
Williams became the first suspect in the Atlanta murders on the morning of May 22, 1981, when a police surveillance team watched the James Jackson Parkway Bridge spanning the Chattahoochee River, a spot where multiple bodies had been discovered previously, heard a loud splash, suggesting that something had been thrown from the bridge into the river below. The first automobile to exit the bridge after the splash, roughly at 2:50 a.m., belonged to Williams. When stopped and questioned, he told police that he was on his way to check on an address at a neighboring town ahead of an audition following morning with a young singer named Cheryl Johnson. However, the phone number he gave the police and Cheryl Johnson turned out to be fictitious. 2 days later, the nude body of a 27-year-old Nathaniel Carter, who had been missing for 4 days and last seen with Williams, was discovered in the river. Yeah, that's pretty much that's a slam dunk when you think nowadays.
But so, along with that, if you were to Google black serial killers, there's a lot more than people think there are.
Okay,
because the Ted Bundys and the John Wayne Gacys had better press agents. So,
well, look at that. I did not know that. Well, thank you, Deuce.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yes. So anyhow, apparently a gunman in Ohio shot four people and then turned the gun on himself and killed himself. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a mass shooting, but it's not like someone just walked in and just started shooting random people. I'm saying that this is because of the automatic checkouts and how they didn't work. Mm-hmm. And people started giving him shit, and this guy just lost his mind, pulled his piece.
I know you rely a lot on delivery and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Do you actually use?
No. Okay. Even when I would go into a store, I would never. Every time I tried to use them, it never fucking.
When I go to Lowe's or Home Depot, mm-hmm. because it's all self checkout now. Right. I go to the fucking either the construction desk and buy a can of paint.
It's like, yeah,
or a box of nails, or I go to in Lowe's the customer
service.
Yeah. And then get your receipt. No, I'm buying this. And the look they give you, like they want to kill you, but I don't give a fuck.
No,
because I'm here to be served. It's like they don't realize it, but I'm looking out for them because I like people to be employed.
Yes.
Because they don't realize that down the road they're all going to be fucking unemployed because they're selling it in the name of
convenience.
Right. Ding. Exactly. And that's the fucking trap that they lay for everybody is fucking convenience. I refuse. One time it was so busy and there was no one at the convenience. I just said, we got this. And I was in Lowe's. And I put like seven items right back there on the fucking end cap, and I walked the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. I'm that guy now. I am not fucking ringing myself out, and I'm not putting this shit back if you fuckers aren't going to ring me out. So fuck you.
Leave it right there in a cart.
That's it. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you and a horse you rode in on.
Fuck you and fuck you.
And once again, I always feel bad for the horse because what did the fucking horse do? But,
he's getting a fucking.
Right. The horse is getting fucked too. So.
All right.
And the horse has no one to say fuck you and the horse shrewd in on.
Horse is like...
It ends with the fucking horse. The poor fucking horse.
Horse is like, what did I do?
I'm just here to help.
Jesus Christ, I bring this guy in here. It's not like I wanted to. I'm saddled. He's got a bit in my mouth.
Horse had better things to fucking do.
Yeah, you think I want to be here? Now I'm getting a fucking... Because of this guy?
Because you are too lazy to hire tellers?
Hey,
I gotta get fucked.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? U.S. plumbers are bracing for a brown Friday after Thanksgiving.
I don't want to be pressing for that.
I don't know if you know this, but Roto-Rooter said that Brown Friday marks the busiest day of the year, averaging 50% more calls on the average on Friday, Thanksgiving weekend. Overall averages 21% more calls for service than an average Thursday to Sunday period. Deuce, often the case is that the house already has a partially clogged drain, and it goes unnoticed until the holiday guests arrive and overwhelm the system. Uncle Paul's in there laying out a log.
Is he the crazy uncle?
He's the crazy uncle. He's the Trump supporter who eats nothing but cheese and meat.
He's the MAGA asshole at the dinner.
Right. He comes in and he eats like 4 pounds of turkey and some mashed potatoes, and then now all of a sudden he's got to go out there and press out a log the size of a fucking telephone pole. Yeah, even the more problematic is that the virtually every traditional Thanksgiving dish is a drain clogging culprit. Some advice, because, you know, we are here to help, for avoiding Thanksgiving weekend plumbing catastrophes include keeping fats and cooking oils away from the sink, wiping grease out of pots and pans with a paper towel before you wash them.
It's Diane about not having a garbage disposal for 4 years.
No. You're a bad husband.
No. I'm a good husband because we haven't had a garbage disposal take a shit since I did that. Because you know what happened? You know, here's what happened. We move into the house. And of course, you get a builder's grade garbage disposal, and it might have been a 1/3 horsepower. In fact, I think it was a 1/5 horsepower.
1/6.
Yeah. Something, some bullshit fucking fraction.
It's 1/6, 1/3, 1/2.
Yeah. It was some bullshit fucking fraction. So it fucking seized up and broke. So I have to replace it.
Uh-huh.
And I moved up to a 1/2.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking around. You know, if I could use it as a wood chipper, I would, but you know.
She gives me any shit, she might be in there.
So I say, pull Diane aside and say, okay, here's what you fucking did wrong. Although I may not have said fucking. I said, don't dump grease or fat or butter or anything like that from cooking oils down the drain because it seizes up the garbage disposal. And it's bad for the pipes as well, which is a no-brainer.
Right.
Okay.
You know, so we go about a year in and it breaks. And it's like, ah, fuck. You know, well, they don't make things like they used to. That's my initial line of thought.
Right.
So I'll get around to fixing it. So we went about 2 weeks in, and Y says, oh, what do I do with all this baking grease?
Well, if we had a garbage disposal that worked, you could have.
I said, whoa! Is that what you were fucking doing? Were you pouring fucking baking grease down the fucking drain? You know, no, that's not what you do with it. What you do with it is put it in the refrigerator, let it solidify into a rock, and you throw it out in the fucking trash if you're not going to use it.
Right now, Jody B. is clasping his heart, thinking that people up north are taking perfectly good baking grease and throwing it in the fucking trash.
I said, I told you a year and a half ago when I replaced the last one not to do that. So, much like Odin, God of Thunder, Diane needed to learn humility. So we went 4 years on purpose, and I would spitefully remind her, well, if you didn't break the last one by pouring fucking bacon grease down the fucking drain, you would have a garbage disposal right now, but you don't. So we went 4 years until I finally buckled, and I put in another garbage disposal, and that was 12 fucking years ago. So, lesson learned. Sometimes you have to be a prick, okay? It's just the way it is.
I don't know how you get away with it. I don't know. So I'm going to take a sidebar. So
what, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I just can't believe you got away with it. I'm very upset. All right. So,
well, what's she going to do? Put it in herself? No.
I also, when I got my new house, we had a 1/6 horsepower garbage disposal that lasted the people before us 10 fucking years within, I don't know, 6 months, I come home and she goes, listen, the garbage disposal don't work. So I go over, I hit the switch and nothing. So I go out to the fuse box or the breaker box, and the thing's tripped. I'm like, ah, shit. So anyhow, reset the breaker. I come back in and I turn the thing on. It goes, She goes, yeah, that's what it does. It just sits there and hums until it stops. I said, yeah, because it tripped the breaker. I said, what did you do with this? Now, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you do. That they have an Allen wrench that you put in the bottom of it. Crank it backwards.
Or you can get a real long-ass screwdriver from the top side, put it in there and stir it like you're stirring a bowl of soup.
Right. So I go in there and I take it. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm moving back and forth. Finally, it breaks free. So now I get a flashlight. I'm looking down in there, and I see all this gravel.
Gravel.
I go, what happened? Oh, well, we cleaned the fishbowl out.
Oh, Jesus. It was literal gravel. I was just thinking to myself, what, you have an aquarium?
It's gravel. So I'm like.
So now it's a rock tumbler.
Yeah, it's a rock tumbler. And now you know why she's my ex-wife. So I take the thing apart. I take it down. I unwire it. I take it down. And I take it up. I take the top of it all. I clean everything out. I clean it all out. Put it back together. About, I don't know, 3 months later, I go in and she says, there's something wrong with the garbage disposal. Everything underneath the sink is wet. Wow. So I'm like, all right, let me see what's going on. So I go down there and it's turning. There's no problem. I said, all right, run the water and turn on the garbage disposal. Turn it off. It's spraying out the side of it. So I said, okay. So I take it down, and in the side of the casting is a hole the size of a buckshot pellet. So I said, what could possibly be in here?
And that's a real odd location for a problem to be.
Right. Apparently, my son threw one of his marbles in the sink when they turned on the garbage disposal. Yeah. It turned into a projectile. And took out the casting. So, like you, I went out to Sears and I said, fuck this 1/6. I'm getting me. I said, what's the biggest one you can get?
If I could get a 10 horsepower garbage disposal in there, I would do it.
I would want it to spin the sink around. So I go out and they have a 3/4 horsepower one. I said, that's what I want. So I get the 3/4 horsepower. I don't remember how long it took, but I come home one day. She goes, The garbage disposal is humming again. So now I get in there with the Allen wrench. I'm underneath the sink and I'm trying. I can't move it. So I'm like,
what, did John move up the baseballs? Well, the 3/4 horse handles marbles pretty well. Let's try baseballs.
So I take it down. I take the thing off. I go, there was string wrapped around it so tight that it was locked up. It couldn't even move.
It's
all binded up. So I spend like 2 hours
cutting through that shit.
Now I take everything off, take the impeller off, pull the string, cut the string, get it all off, put everything back together, put it back underneath there. I said, I don't know how you got string in there. I have no. I said, does anybody pay attention? Like, how does a ball of string end up in a garbage disposal? But it was a constant fight. I listen, I'm divorced now, so I don't know how many garbage disposals they went through since then.
When I had my apartment buildings and I redid them, the first thing I did is like, no fucking garbage disposals. Fuck you. So, and when I was making the drink, I said, put a pin on that. You mentioned Thanksgiving,
yes.
And that's the big day for. We went to my sister's on Thanksgiving, and right that was in 2018. And in that year, Diane and I have a building with 4 apartments in it. 2 of the apartments became vacant, and I decided I'm going to rehab these whole things, spend an incredible amount of money doing it. You know, totally new, everything. I'm at my sister's house, and the brand new tenant that just moved in on November the 1st texts me and is like, hey, the toilet is clogged. It's not working at all. Oh, fuck me. Now, if anyone knows anything about plumbing, when there's a volcanic eruption of shit and toilet paper all over the fucking place. It's going to be the first toilet into the building. And that happens to be this tenant. All right. I'm like, oh, what the fuck happened? So now I got to call Roto-Rooter up, because what else are you going to fucking do? It's Thanksgiving Day. Who right. the fuck else is going to show up?
Right.
So I got to get some white trash fucking meth head that works for Roto-Rooter to go to my fucking apartment, you know, to like do the job. And he gets out there and he does the job and everything. And the problem was, they should make these things illegal, or they should remove one word off of the box, and that is flushable.
Oh.
Fucking baby wipes and towelettes are not flushable. Well, they are in the loose interpretive sense. It'll go down the drain.
But
unlike toilet paper, they do not dissolve.
Right.
And they just collect and they collect and they collect in there. And then finally the day is going to come where there's going to be a rapture. and not in a good way. So the previous tenants that were in that apartment had kids. And this dumb bitch kept flushing these goddamn flushables down there. He had to go out at the street. And he pulled out, he sent me pictures. It looked like 17 hornet's nests of like just these flushables that were just collecting and collecting and collecting. And eventually it was going to wind up coming into the apartment. It wound up costing me, because it was Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it wound up costing me like something like $1,500 fucking dollars. It was cheaper than the $5,000 it was going to cost to dig up the whole fucking sewage line to the house and replace it. But it was just like, do not flush anything if it's not shit, piss, or toilet paper. Lessons from Deuce. That's nothing else goes down there.
So my father has a boat. And in the boat, he has a toilet.
We're going to make this like the Blues.
Right. So back in the day, you would do the toilet, you would just pump it, and it would just take the shit and push it down into the water. That's what it would do. But we don't do that anymore because—
It's
bad for the fish.
Fuck the fish.
So now what it does is you take it and it grinds it up. And it puts it into a septic tank, and then you have to have it pumped out, like almost like a like a motorhome. All right. And we used to call, because you'd flush it and you'd hear, and I dubbed it the Turd Muncher 2000. So the Turd Muncher 2000, you would go in, and they have marine toilet paper that's supposed to be more
dissolved. It degrades real fast. Yeah.
So my dad's girlfriend, Joanne, has her son and the son's girlfriend over. And apparently, the Turd Muncher 2 is going, and that was it.
It's just seized up.
Seized up. So my father has to go in and remove the Turd Muncher 2000 and see what's wrong with it. And apparently, women take and flush their tampons.
Oh, yeah.
Down the toilet.
You could ask Genghis about that, because he was a janitor at Camden County College. He said women are the most repulsive. Well, not women themselves. Women's restrooms are the most repulsive enclaves on the planet. You would think that it would be men, but Genghis like, yeah, you get a whole different outlook on women when you go clean up after them in their ladies' rooms, because there was a mad shitter at Camden County College. They would like shit. There was somebody that was shitting in the corner, not on the toilet. In the corner, and no toilet paper.
What filthy piece of shit.
Right, so it begs the question, what were they doing? Shitting in the corner and then crab walking with their fucking pants down around their ankles into a stall to wipe their ass out, you know, and flush that down the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, there was a new janitor that was working, and they, before they could tell him about the wily ways of disgusting women, there was a quarter on the sink. And the guy was like, oh, look, a quarter. And before Genghis could say, no, don't, stop, he picked the quarter up. And on the bottom half of the quarter, there's all shit on it. Because that was a trick that somebody was, that they were doing, women were doing, they were like wiping shit on the bottom of a quarter.
And putting it on the
and
sink.
And putting it on the sink. So then when you go to grab it, you get shit on your hands. Thing. You know, how fucking, piss all over the fucking place.
Right.
You know, so they said, yeah, you would think it would be the men's room. He said the women's room in Camden County College, the women were worse.
That's amazing. That is, it's absolutely amazing that I get it. So I've been sitting here thinking whether I want to tell this story.
Uh-oh. So you'll tell it. Meanwhile, I'm going to have another jackknife.
Yeah, I think I'm done with it. It's very good, but it's not you. No. It's just a very sweet.
As I said, it's a great dessert drink.
Yeah.
Like if you're having
I would have
cheesecake.
That. Yes. You know,
yes. Pumpkin pie after Thanksgiving.
There's a story that if I tell, I can't come back from. I can't.
All right, so then don't tell it. Or do tell it, don't come back from it.
Now that I've said it, I think I almost have to say this, but I don't know if I really want to.
Oh, yeah, everyone's salivating.
Well, the problem is that I've had 2.5, 3 old fashions and a jackknife.
I have another one.
No. So I'm about 19 years old, and I'm dating this girl, and it is Christmas time, and we go over to her house for Christmas, and I get a cramp, and I say, okay, I have to use the bathroom. So I go in to use the bathroom, right? And now, listen, when I go to the bathroom, it's not like this big, giant telephone pole that comes out. I have a normal male shit. It's not too loose. It's not too big.
You have loose bowels.
In other words, it's not a toilet clogger, okay? Some people—
So it's not like a proud shit where you can walk out of the bathroom with your hands on your hips, legs akimbo.
Yes, it's just a normal shit. So I get done. I wipe myself with the normal amount of toilet paper. You know, I'm not one of those people that try to scrub their asshole clean or whatever.
Now, see, when I do this, I treat it like nuclear waste. I wrap my hand like the mummy lives from those 1950s horror movies. There's no chance that Deuce is getting any fecal matter on any body part of his.
Well, the last time we podcast here, you took a shit in my bathroom down here.
Oh, well, that was a case of the gripping shits.
Okay. But the thing I noticed.
That was like one of those, like, it was like, guess who's here?
Yes. 2 minutes. You better get to a bathroom.
And that was like a worst case scenario. It's like, because the last podcast, no one heard it because we had the technical problems.
Right.
We're waiting for Jason and Mindy to come on. You know, like we've been trying to put this together for like a year. We get our schedules to line up, and Deuce has to take a gut-wrenching shit.
What I noticed, because I'm sitting here waiting for you to come out, I noticed the toilet's flushing. In other words, it seems like you poop and flush. You're a poop and flusher.
That comes from being at work.
Okay.
Where they have substandard pipes. I don't want to be the guy known as the toilet clogger. And I don't want Roto-Rooter to come here. And the next thing on the bunker, Deuce was in here.
Well, I wish
you wouldn't do that.
No, I'm just saying, I just noticed that you were doing it, and I'm panicking because I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, the toilet clogged up.
Oh,
you thought
I'm dehydrating in there?
No, I thought that maybe somebody, my son, went in there and laid down.
No, I did that so as to not to clog the toilet up.
Well, I wish I had known this before, whatever. And I don't know who had been into this toilet before. I remember, I'm 19 years old. I'm in my girlfriend's house. I'm meeting her family for the first time.
Well, yeah, you want to make the good first impression.
I flushed the toilet. And everything starts circling around.
And it's not your fault.
And all of a sudden, out of come.
That sucks.
It's raising. It's the toilet's raising. I don't know what to do. I'm down there trying to shut the fucking water off at the thing, right? What I should have done was I should immediately open up the tank and lifted the plunger.
Stop the flapper.
Stop the flapper, right?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're stuck in that blind confusion at the time.
And here it comes.
It's not your house.
It's swirling. And over the fucking rim it comes. I don't know what to do. I have no idea. It's because it's the 80s. And
you of all people are perplexed.
It's the 80s and they've got these fucking things that go around the toilet.
You really must have panicked because all the time I knew you, you knew how to handle shit. So you must have been fucking perplexed.
I felt like SpongeBob where they just run around with their hands in the air. Now what do I do, right? Because there's nothing in there. I'm not going to take towels and start. I can't do that. So I have to walk out.
And announce to the room?
Announce to the... I pull the guy. We're at her brother's house. I pull him aside. I said, I have a problem in the bathroom.
Sorry, I blew up your bathroom, bro.
I need a mop and a bucket and about a half an hour.
A half an hour? Jesus.
It wouldn't stop. Just kept coming. So he goes, don't worry about it. I said, oh, you're not going in there. He goes, that's fine. And we went in there and we cleaned that fucking bathroom and I mopped. I was so embarrassed.
You want to hear the worst? This story is tragic yet funny. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to a guy I work with. So he meets with this girl and we met her, and beautiful girl. Probably, I would say the hottest girl that this guy would ever get. I mean, she was probably almost too hot for me to even get. So how he landed her was like a fucking mystery.
He's a charming motherfucker. It doesn't have to be good looking.
He truly was. He must have been. But he must have had like a fucking flute, like a snake charmer in India.
Women don't want big dicks. I don't know what guy. Women wants a 5-inch hard cock.
Yeah, well, they wound
up breaking. Rather have thick than long.
Well, they wound up breaking up later on. But anyway, so it's... He goes to the house for the first time. He's meeting the parents.
Oh, no.
Same deal. You want to make a good impression.
Of course.
You want to be on your best game. You want to be witty and charming and urbane. That did not happen. So he's sitting at the table with them, and they were eating chicken. So while he was eating chicken... He must have been in the middle of telling a story or listening. I think he was speaking is what the problem was. So fucking chicken gets wedged in his windpipe.
Oh, no.
So now he can't breathe. But he's going to be cool, charming, and urbane and keep it all together.
As he dies.
As he's going to die at the table. And he says, oh, I'll be right back. And he excuses himself and he goes in the bathroom.
Okay.
Time passes, and they get a little concerned at the table because he's been in there like a really long time. So the father, who he's just meeting for the first time, goes to the bathroom and knocks on the door, you know. Hey, Chuck, are you okay? No answer. Chuck, are you okay? No answer. He fucking... breaks the fucking door down, shoulder like a fucking detective movie, and he's laying on the fucking floor, purple.
Jesus Christ!
Choking to death on chicken that they had to get him up and give him the Heimlich maneuver. The Heimlich maneuver.
The Heimlich
is something different if you're from Philadelphia. The Heimlich maneuver, and he coughs up a piece of fucking chicken the size of a ping pong ball. So he was willing to die.
then sit there and tell.
Suffer the embarrassment.
I went in the bathroom.
I'm eating the
he just died.
And that's how guys stick if they want to get laid.
Yes.
That's exactly how. You know what? If I'm not going to get laid, I'd rather just die here in a stranger's bathroom on the floor.
So I am now, after this all, I clean everything up. I pump. Like, I want to buy the guy a new house. I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm so embarrassed. Meanwhile, my girlfriend is laughing her ass off. She doesn't. She can't believe it's the funniest thing.
Oh, she's probably still telling that story.
I don't know about that.
Well, you were 19, right?
Yeah.
Is she dead?
No.
Oh, wow.
We dated another 3 years.
Well, she might still be telling the story.
She may be telling the story.
I can only hope she is.
He's probably still telling the story. So my sister's boyfriend comes over here and clogs my fucking toilet. Now, I'm telling you, it was not me. There was nothing. There was a normal shit. It wasn't like this big, giant, you know, bowl winder.
It wasn't like a 150 ring gauge.
No. Somebody must have clogged that thing up before I got in there.
One time, when we were kids, back in the day, they used to make sewage pipes from the house to the street out of clay.
Yeah.
It's illegal now.
What do they use now?
Well, now they use cast iron or PVC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So when Genghis's house was built in 1959, that's what they used. It was clay.
Right.
And it would just, you know, like you would get like terracotta.
That's what I was going to say. It was terracotta.
Like you would get in the fucking, like a potted plant in.
Yes.
And it would run from the house to the street.
Yeah.
The problem is, if people don't know, is clay absorbs water and gets moist. Tree roots seek out moisture.
So it's the tree roots grow through it. Yeah.
And the tree, not only do they grow through it, but they wrap around it and crush it.
Okay.
So now you got a problem. The shit's only got one where to go.
Back in the house.
Right. Well, it wasn't coming into the house because, thank God, back then they had the common sense to have an outside drain off the porch. So everything was that was the first point.
Right.
So that was where it was coming up. And my mom had to go out there and clean it up. You know, it was terrible, you know, until that's when we discovered that there was a problem. And then Genghis had to get a new cast iron pipe installed.
I guess I just wasn't meant to
have it. Well, it gets better. So my mother says, now at this point when this happened, it was five of us living in the house. It's me, Joe, my brother Michael, and mom and dad.
Right.
So it was terrible. And I want to know who's out there taking the shit that's this long and this far around. And Genghis said, look what do they got? Do they have like a fucking valve on their side that they can turn and adjust the game? And of course, me and Joe found this uproariously funny.
Of course.
Mom, however, did not. So you can all just go to hell. I'm not cleaning it up the next time. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. So Roto-Rooter, after Thanksgiving, you make a lot of money.
Oh.
Don't pour gas and cooking oils down in your sink.
Don't fuck up your garbage disposal or you'll go without if you live with dudes for 4 years.
Don't put clog-causing foods as poultry, skin, celery, fruit, and potato peels down the garbage disposal.
Diane was using it like a wood chipper. I mean, I was expecting to walk out there and see like a broomstick. just going right down.
Jesus Christ. All right.
And ladies, we yell because we care.
Oh, my God. All right, Deuce. I think we've done it all. I think we've said it all. I think it's time for some podcast shout-outs.
Okay.
Are you even close to being able to find out where they are?
Well, I didn't know we were wrapping shit up.
Well, I'm sorry. I should tell you. It's like 2 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah. Man. I know. Time flies, right?
Tempest fugit.
Yes. I have to figure out what the fuck I'm going to talk about in 2 hours for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just talk about what we did here.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Clear my throat. That's how professionals do it. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, what am I doing for
Thanksgiving? Because as we record this, we're only a couple of days away.
You know something? I'm going to tell you what I'm doing for Thanksgiving. And you're going to feel sorry for me.
Are you going to sit in the Wawa parking lot again? Why don't you just bring, you know what? It won't be so bad if you just bring a fifth of Jack Daniels with you and wrap it in a paper bag and just sip quickly from it. And look to your left, look to your right, and sip quickly from it.
just take a long pipe and put it from the exhaust right into the back window.
Wow, it's not that bad. Jesus Christ. Hell, I'll just come here and shoot you if that's what you want.
Now. Now I want to go to sleep and never wake up.
I'll shoot you with love.
Love you.
Love you, buddy. Oh, I thought you were going to Josh for the podcast. Yeah, we wouldn't be doing that anymore.
I had to put him down.
I had to buy a throw down just to throw it down next to your corpse.
And the big story tonight.
The sad part is Jim Garner won't be doing it anymore because F. Cocksucker finally retired.
Podcast is shot in the back of the head.
Twice. Commit suicide. Hillary Clinton suspected.
Handwritten note found by him.
So you're not doing, you're not going to the ex-wife's for
now,
the kids?
She goes to her sister's house now.
Okay.
And so I'm not going there. And to be honest with you, as much as I do like, you know, making dinner and stuff like that, I'm just going to go to Wawa, but I actually bought a turkey breast and some potatoes. I'm going to make something here.
All right, nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to do something here.
Nice.
By myself. No, so
I, of course, am working as always because that's the way our schedule. The last time that my team has been off on Thanksgiving was 2018.
Jesus.
So it's just the way our schedule is, and it's just the way it is.
Don't get me wrong. I love Thanksgiving. I think it's a great holiday. I mean, you get together with family, you have a meal, you watch some football, you know, you talk, you bullshit and all, and then you go home, and it's nice. It's really nice, but I don't know. It is what it is, and I'm not going to cry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Why is this going to Brazil?
Oh, my God. That's right. So I meant to ask you about this. I guess we're going over 2 hours. All right. So he is on his way to Brazil with your grandson.
And his wife.
Of course, yes.
Which is where she's from.
She's from Brazil.
And it kind of sucked to leave her behind, and he goes to see the in-laws with the grand.
How do you say, where's my daughter in Portuguese? How do you say I left her home in Portuguese? Yeah. So he's leaving to go away. How long are they going to be down there?
They're leaving Thanksgiving Day, uh-huh. Which is the cheapest day that they could find for this time of the year, obviously. Because most people,
they're either there.
Right, they're already there already.
Right, so
basically, if you were to leave between Monday and Wednesday, those are the busiest travel times in the United States.
Okay, so he's
flying. Not that anyone's jetting off to Brazil for 12 hours to do that. That's how long the flight is. It's a 12-hour flight.
Okay.
Which I find incredible that an airplane can go that far. I was impressed with the 9-hour flight to Italy. 12 hours. I was like, shit,
that's
a
lot of fuel.
I got nothing here. I'm not going to say nothing. So they're going out then, and they're coming back December the 4th.
Okay.
So they will miss the celebration of the birth of Deuce.
Yes.
But they will be here for the celebration of, or the observation of the birth of Diane.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, because that's how December goes. It's the celebration of the birth of Deuce.
Right.
The observation of the birth of Diane. And the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Because it's all about me and my needs.
And the woman didn't get a garbage disposal for 4 fucking years.
And I can't wait till Diane listens to this podcast. My right arm is bruising up as we speak.
Wise guy.
So that's what we'll be doing. I'll be coming back from work and eating with Joe and Diane's brother and sister-in-law.
Okay, good.
And then working the next day.
I got it.
That's de rigueur for us. Have another old fashioned.
Deuce, I'm telling you right now. Here's the thing. I think that podcasting should be put out in its just rawest form. You know how I would sit there and take every. I think what I'm doing is I am going to process this audio so everybody can hear us and then just put it out. No, everything. It's just everything. You making the drinks, everything. Everything that we recorded is from the music until the end is going out.
The girl from Ipanema?
Yes. Which means that this podcast will drop
a half an hour from now.
Well, you see how fast the Boomer Bunker comes out.
Yeah.
It comes out that night. And same thing with the Daily Jamingo. They come, I don't edit them at all. I process and put them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing with this bitch. Process roll it out. Roll it out. Fuck it.
Warts and all.
That's it. All right. Podcast shout out.
This is the drunken Jamingo speaking.
I'm serious. It's fine.
All right.
That'll be in there.
All right. If you are looking for some other great independent podcasts to check out, we highly recommend these podcasts. The Jason and Mindy Podcast with Jason and Mindy. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I looked over in the chat and Fajitious Burglar, whatever his fucking name is, says, Deuce, I dare you to roofie John. Where the fuck does that come from?
Yeah, I'm not going to anally rape John. That's not happening because that's where roofies are usually used. If I roofie John, I will just quietly creep up the stairs and drive away.
I wake up. What happened to Deuce? All right. All right. John says, the Fine Whining Podcast with Mike Cheese and former record. Motherfucker. The Fine Whining Podcast with Cheese, Mike, and former rubbernecker Devin.
Who's Right Podcast with Doug and Anthony. You know what? I was dismayed to hear that Doug lost his job over that podcast.
You believe that?
He got canceled.
He got canceled. Yeah. That is fucking ridiculous.
And you wonder why Jason like flies under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just like,
yeah, and not only that, but he doesn't even, he has to put out content that he feels is safe enough that he's not going to get canceled.
Yeah. I mean,
it's fucking bullshit.
It is, because when we started this, that's how fast it turned. Because in 2016, I had no worries about that. When we started in the Brand X podcast in 2016, I had no worries about that whatsoever.
No, there's no such thing.
Yeah. Now you got to be like on your fucking heels worried about that shit.
No, it's ridiculous. I feel bad for Doug. I am canceled. Nah, fucker. Am I canceled with Edward and fuck Josh? I don't know where Josh is. He's never coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have another drink. Tell us how you really feel.
Fine. I'm ready to pee myself.
The Unwritable Rant with Juliet Miranda. They are over, all over the place. I mean, I don't know how they have enough time in the day to not only do what they do, but keep up with their day drinking that they do. I am impressed and really impressed with them too.
Yeah. They are Jets. You know, they're a couple about town. They are. Am I canceled with Edward and AI Josh? But I think, you know what? Josh has moved on from podcasting. He's left us behind. He's met a better class of people. And that's the end of that. Oh, I'm sorry. I did that one already.
Yeah. I was wondering what the fuck you were doing, but I was like, all right, man.
I shake my head with Lisa and Sam. I'm in the doghouse with these two.
Oh. The Po' Boys podcast with that motherfucker, Jody B.
Mm-hmm. The Steel Toe Morning Show with Aaron, Johnny, and April.
The Boomer Bunker with Deuce's two favorite podcasters, Boomer Bob and the Duchess and John.
Brilliant Observations with Melissa and Amy.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks with Mike Travis and Drunk.
There we go. Now, if you're an independent podcaster and you want to be on this list of podcast shout-outs,
pay us.
No, we'll do it for free.
Hey, I always look for the opportunity.
I hear you. You're a capitalist. Yeah, I love that about you.
Damn Skippy.
Yes.
Those Corvettes don't come easy.
Duchess has in the chat, she goes, I am drunk by John Jamingo.
That's the next podcast she'll be doing. And John's podcasting empire. It'll be the Boomer Bunker, the Daily Jamingo, Brand X, and I am drunk.
I'm fucked up.
And I like it.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for putting up with us for the past 2 hours. We will be back here again in, will we do one in December or are we doing one in January?
I'm wide open for December, but not for anal sex.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't offering.
Well, you know.
All right, so we'll do one in December, since we didn't get a chance to do one. We'll do one in December. We'll figure out where that.
Yeah, you know what? It's really been a long time because of the crash and burn on the audio and the last one we attempted with Jason and Mindy.
Correct.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time. People must be, I hope people are ODing and Jonesing for this.
They are. They do. They like this podcast. They do.
They like this podcast.
They like this podcast.
Who are these people?
Did you hear about the rabbi? Did he get paid? He only took tips.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. All right, everybody. We will be back in December, and this should be out by Thanksgiving. You can have your turkey and your Brand X, too.
Adios, bitches. Bitch. Adios, bitches. Adios, bitches. Happy Thanksgiving and...
Eat my fart box.